Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking guru. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? Like one minute you're soaring high, and the next, bam! You're plummeting into a pit of anxiety or frustration? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be ruled by our emotions, folks. This podcast is all about mastering those triggers and finding that sweet spot of calm in the chaos. Because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs without us adding emotional turbulence to the mix, right? Today we're diving deep into how to navigate those pesky emotional triggers with a whole lot of grace and ease. Now, I'm not talking about suppressing your feelings. That's like trying to bottle up a fireworks show. No way. This is about understanding them, acknowledging them, and then choosing how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. First things first. What even are emotional triggers? Think of them as those sneaky little buttons that get pushed, sending you spiraling into a whirlwind of emotions. They can be anything, a specific word, a particular situation, even a certain smell. For me, it's often crowded spaces. I get this weird anxiety like everyone's judging my outfit choices. Here are some golden nuggets to help you navigate those triggers with ease. Self-awareness is key. The first step? Become a detective. Pay attention to what sets you off. What situations, people, or even thoughts make your heart race or your palms sweat. Keep a journal, track your feelings, whatever works for you. Once you know your triggers, you can start strategizing. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds love to play those what-if games? That's where the real trouble starts. When you feel that familiar twinge of anxiety or frustration, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, by challenging those negative narratives, we can break free from their grip. Breathe deeply, my friend. It sounds simple, but deep breathing exercises can work wonders. When you feel that trigger kicking in, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale for a count of 4, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. This helps calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Shift your focus. Sometimes, the best way to deal with a trigger is to simply change your perspective. If you're feeling overwhelmed by work stress, take a short break and go for a walk in nature. Listen to your favorite music, call a friend, anything that can help shift your focus away from the source of your stress. Practice self-compassion. Let's be real, we all have those moments where we feel triggered. Don't beat yourself up about it. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and then move on. Remember, growth comes from learning and adapting, not from being perfect. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a social gathering, maybe a work event or a family reunion. You know the drill, small talk, awkward silences, and the constant pressure to appear normal. Now, for some people, this is a breeze. But for others, it can be a major trigger, sending them spiraling into anxiety. You start feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, your palms get sweaty, and you find yourself overthinking every word you utter. You might even catch yourself avoiding eye contact or retreating to the corner with your phone. Sound familiar? This is where those self-awareness tools we talked about come into play. Recognize the trigger, the social situation, and then consciously choose how to respond. Instead of letting anxiety take control, remind yourself that it's okay to feel a little nervous. Take those deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and try engaging in conversations about things you genuinely enjoy. Remember, you're not alone in this. So, remember, navigating emotional triggers isn't about eliminating them altogether, it's about learning to manage them with grace and ease. By becoming more self-aware, challenging negative thoughts, practicing relaxation techniques, shifting your focus, and treating yourself with kindness, you can take control of your emotional well-being and move through life with confidence and resilience. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. And remember, if you're ever struggling, there are resources available to help. Don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep your minds quiet and your hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.